Welcome to Will Talk. It's your host, Will. And today I have a very special guest, a man I've been knowing for over 20 years. We share a lot of great memories together. I've been knowing his family for a while. He's been knowing mine. And I brought him in today on this particular episode called Two Americas. Tell everybody what's up, James.
Hi, everybody. I'm James. It's been 25 years, I think that we've known each other.
Yeah, embarrass me on my own show. That's cool. I like that.
Long time.
Yeah, it's been a very long time, and we've, man, you put it in perspective like that. It's been...
Yeah, a lot of good times.
A lot of good times.
You helped me in my childhood a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, don't get all sentimental and sappy on me right now, man. I'm going to try to power through this.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad you're here, man. And I just want to start this episode off by saying to anyone who is listening that there's no right or wrong. The show Will Talk is basically about expressing points of views, opening up different perspectives on things to maybe start conversation. And with the show being called Will Talk, we're going to really get real in this one. We're going to touch on a topic that is, you know, it's sensitive, you know, and we're going to talk about race today. And for those who may not know this about my good friend James, who I just found out for over 25 years I've been knowing, James is a white man.
Mm-hmm. White. Okay. Very white.
he's a white man. And if y'all don't know this, who is listening, I am a black man. So the name of this episode is Two Americas. And today's topic, or one of the topics that we're going to get into, would be discussing race with your kids. We both have kids. We both have daughters. And we'll speak to the common denominator we have would be daughters. And when is it too soon? When do you talk about race with kids? I'll let you lead off. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, James?
I don't think there's any time that you have to wait for your kids to be a certain age. I've actually talked to my kids about race multiple times. Emily actually has a very funny take on it. I asked her, do you have any black friends at school?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no. I said, what, you only have white friends? And she said, I don't have any white friends. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, everybody's peach. You know, because
okay.
she's peach.
Okay.
She didn't even understand the concept of what are you talking about. So talk about somebody in the dark. I mean, she's further in the dark than I am. She thinks everybody was peach.
Wow.
But no, if the situation's there, you got to talk to your kids about it. If you see a wrong, if you see a racist situation, perhaps, or you find it to be racist, and your kid's right there,
right.
Hey, kid, guess what? We're going to talk about what we just saw.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm not afraid of it, but it doesn't materialize in us talking about race all the time.
Gotcha.
You know, it doesn't happen as much as you would think. If you think that it happens, we don't talk about race that much.
Gotcha. And again, I can't stress this enough. It's not necessarily a right or wrong approach. Of course, parenting is, you know, you customize it anyway. However, in my house, and I can honestly say it started with, I'm hearing stories from my father say his father had conversations with him about race, even when the presence of a racial situation wasn't present.
Mm-hmm.
So it started early in being aware that this is how America sees you. You're a black man. You're at this time a black boy, okay? And you're gonna grow into being a black man. And for myself, having conversations, again, this conversation was passed on to me. I lived life, I experienced things. I saw how it was relevant for them to have and needed in some situations for them to have that conversation. So for my daughter, for my kids in general, I started, again, to your point, not a particular age. Of course, you want to make it age appropriate. You don't want to be, you know, talking about something that's not age appropriate. However, we started as soon as we was they started school, for the most part, talking to them about how you must conduct yourself, the importance of knowing, for starters, who you are. So I understand why you say that it's something that's not talked about as much as you might think it would be, because it's something that you maybe don't experience enough or a lot to, like, let me sit down with you and talk to you about some of the things that the world may see certain things as.
Sure.
Why is that? Let me ask you that. Why do you feel, because I have my own assumption of why I feel like you don't, but tell me why you feel like you, knowing how the world operates, why do you feel like you don't have to, or you don't, rather, not say you don't have to, because that's not fair, that you don't have those conversations maybe more?
What we stress in our kids' lives are characteristics that we want them to have.
Okay.
And so all of our time is spent working with them academically, mm-hmm. so that their mind is right.
Mm-hmm.
Taking them to church.
Right.
So, you know, we worry about their characteristic traits. Race is just not something that we talk. I mean, it's a non-starter in my house.
Okay.
Because, I mean, people of all race come in it. I mean,
right.
I just, you know, we have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a prerequisite of, you know.
Right.
They're all, I would say, almost evenly split. I mean,
gotcha.
Now that I think about it, but I just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So when things come up, like in the news,
mm-hmm.
that seem, you know, the powers that be want people to think about this now, which is what we started talking about, you mm-hmm. know, when Ferguson started.
Right.
And George Floyd and all these things, it sparked conversation that otherwise would never have happened.
Okay.
We wouldn't have had these conversations.
True, absolutely.
So because these things happened and I'm aware of them, I have thought about things for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That I just, you know, I never gave much thought to.
Gotcha.
So that's why we don't talk about it too much with the kids, other than to say, hey, look what happened here with this George Floyd guy.
Okay.
What do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I mean, race, I don't think even, I didn't even think of that as, you know, to talk to them about the fact that he was black, just the fact that he died.
Gotcha.
What was their reaction? Like, that was a bad thing. You know,
right.
This is bad. And they were, you know, this is bad. Well, that was enough for me. I mean, good. Because
gotcha.
It was a bad
true.
Thing that happened.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that would be, as people say, a nice segue into, now let's have this conversation. You know, it's something that's polarized. It was so much... it flooded the media as far as, okay, this is what's going on. There were, you know, protests and it was a lot of it that came up. It was the hot button, you know, in America for a while and around the world. So that would be, for me, in my house, that was the perfect segue for me to now take it up a notch in the conversations I have with my kids. Because now the age, it being age appropriate,
they've seen it.
It's turned from, okay, little Jimmy at school may treat you this way. Now, we're not talking about little Jimmy in school. Now we're talking about, you know, the real world outside of the four walls of your school. The real world outside of the four walls in your home. And then those conversations changed. We now started, and it wasn't, and here's another thing. I spoke to other people and about the topic, and a lot of people say, when you bring up race with kids, it taints them to think something negative about the opposite race that they may feel like is being racist to them. And I'm like, no, that's someone who is being narrow-minded about how the conversation about race should be had. It's about awareness, mm-hmm. for me. And I think ultimately, if we keep it to where it's about awareness and deal with the elephants in the room, then that's it's progress in a direction to where at least I'm aware of this. If I'm not aware of how to move and navigate the waters in certain situations, that's on me to get that information. If that information is being provided to me, now I have this information of something I maybe wasn't aware of. Mm-hmm. And I still have to say, for me, that was an ultimate time to now turn up the notch on these conversations with my children, you know, and especially my sons, but my daughter as well, because, you know, and for every parent's, not even for every parent's dream, my dream for my daughter is to have and to marry, if she decides to be married, to a man who is going to protect her and love her and, you know, do what I did, start it for her and take it to the next level. Well, I want to have this conversation with her because if she decided to marry a black man, these are some of the threats that a black man deals with. And you need to be made aware of these things because now you know, for lack of a better word, the struggle. So I want to ask you this.
I would agree with that. Sure, you should.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And not to say that the fact that maybe in your household you did not have the conversation or make it anything more than, you know, let me let you know that this situation is bad. Mm-hmm. We want to prepare our kids for a life without us. Can we both agree to that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In order to do that, we must, I'm going to say it, be real with them.
Sure.
We have to be real with them. Because if we send them out there, this is just, and maybe I'm speaking for you, correct me if I'm wrong, we have failed them as a father if I do not prepare you for the things that I am aware of. Mm-hmm. Now, don't fault me for not being able to tell you something that I'm not aware of. But the things that I am aware of, I have failed you as a father if I haven't prepared you for that. When you come back to me at 21 and I just sent you off to school, you came back and, Dad, I didn't know this. Why didn't you tell me about this? It's a whole culture shock for my daughter, my sons. If, you know, I feel like I have failed them. And again, I want to say this. I am not saying that there's one way is the right way. But it is about awareness, I think. And I want to stress in that, look, man, you know, I love you. I love your family. I think that, you know, you're doing an excellent job of being a father. You're doing what you're supposed to, providing and those things there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But I also feel like we need to prepare our kids to be aware of situations that we are aware of and that we know.
Okay.
Would you not? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
What I would tell my daughter, let's say a scenario where there was a black child at school.
Okay.
Who was being shunned.
Okay.
And excluded from everybody. And my daughter came home and told me about it. Like, mm-hmm. Dad, this is what's going on at school, man. This girl, she doesn't have any friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask her, what do you want to do? What do you mm-hmm. think's going on? I would let her just tell me what she's thinking. And then my goal would be to tell her, to befriend her, get to know her,
mm-hmm.
what kind of person she is. You become friends with her.
Right.
And that's it. But that's what I did with you. Mm-hmm. I met you.
Right.
I liked what I saw.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we became friends. And I just never thought, I love Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the idea, and I try to follow this in, as I navigate my life.
Right.
Is I deal with people based off who they are, not, you know, what they look like. I honestly just don't.
Gotcha.
I am aware that you're black.
Well, with that being said, I'm glad you said that. Are you aware of the hardships that I have for being black?
Recently, the past year, mm-hmm. I've been made aware a lot more. I was subconsciously aware. I mean, I was aware, mm-hmm. but to me, it was a history lesson. It was in the past. You know, let's go play basketball. I didn't think it was something that was in your life daily.
You know? Okay, that's fair. And you know what? I appreciate...
Because it's not in my life. daily. I just assume, you know, everybody's like me. I didn't think that you had struggles.
Right.
But you never told me.
And we kind of touched on that off of the air on me biting my tongue in certain situations because, for lack of a better word, not wanting to have the awkward conversation.
Yeah.
You know, staying safe in our bubble with friendship, we're doing this. I don't want to, I mean, rattle your cage, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, or admit to being inferior in the way that the world looks on you than does me. That's who wants to admit that?
It's hard. It's an emotional topic, and it can easily turn into something that can be, you know, with anger. So I'm confessing on my reasons of why maybe I bit my tongue in the past when it came to speaking to you about or making you aware of, hey man, look, there's doors you walk in. Yeah, we both walk in together, but I'm going to be viewed and treated differently because of who I am, what I look like, you know? And that's on me.
Yeah.
That's on me. And I own that. And you've always been willing to have the conversation. So I'm glad that you're here today to talk about, you know, a few of the differences that we have. And we're the same age. You know, we walk through, you know, Houston the same way, but my footsteps are louder than yours in certain areas. You know, I shared a story with you about being pulled over. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be the difference in two Americas. If you're pulled over versus how I'm treated when I'm pulled over. And I understand that, yes, you comply, you do all of this. And this goes back to the conversation that, you gotta put your phone on silent.
I'll turn it off.
No, you're fine. The conversations that my father had with me, especially when I started driving, and my granddad, who you met, when I started driving, the conversation he had with me was very simple. Comply, or you can die. And I'm 17 years old, and I'm trying to drink in, like, oh my God.
This may surprise you. I was given the same lesson by my dad. Comply, or you might die. Stick your arms out the window. Stick your head out the window.
Right.
Look at him in his eye. Don't make any fat. I was told these exact same principles when pulled over, just to let you know. But it wasn't based on underlining meaning of do this because you're black.
Right.
My dad never said do this because you're white. He said do this because
don't
be a freaking idiot.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And if it was only just that simple.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately it's not. So I say that to say I'm glad, again, I can't stress this enough, I'm glad that you're willing to have a conversation. Because I reached out to a few other people to have this same conversation, and they wasn't quite as willing as you were.
Well, I tried to come with no preconceived notions about what was happening. You're my friend for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I figured this was in good faith and we're reasonable. If I or you say something, we know that that could be taken bad. You and I know that it wasn't meant to be taken bad.
Right.
Whatever
right.
is said.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
You can say whatever you want to me, and I know I can say whatever I want to you.
Cool. So, okay. We touched on the difference in the approach with talking about race with our kids. And I'm going to use a word that a lot of people throw out there and not really give a definition of, so to speak, privilege.
Okay.
You have the privilege to not have that conversation. My assumption, maybe not the fact, but that would be the definition of I don't have that privilege to not inform my kids as soon as they start dealing with other kids and people outside of our home. They need to be made aware because of how the world is going to view them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an attack on you. I don't want you to feel like I'm attacking you by saying that. But let's just deal with what you said versus what I said. And the difference is what?
You're black. You were told to do this because you're black. You're talking about the being pulled over?
I'm talking about telling our kids.
Oh, yeah.
About race. Speaking to our kids about, hey, you're a black girl, Cadence. And being a black girl, this is how you're going to be viewed. Bryce, you're a black boy.
I have never told my kids that they were, you're a white girl. I've never said that. So that's something that's honest, you know?
I mean, right.
You see it in movies all the time. How would you have taken Jerry Maguire if Cuba Gooding Jr. was white and his wife was saying, you're a strong white man? It comes off fine when a black person says that.
Right.
But you can't say, so yeah, I've never told my kids, you know, you're a white girl, you know?
Right. But
that's something that you have to have this conversation. And is that what you're saying? Is a privilege that I don't even have
that to? That you don't even have to.
I don't have to separate her out. You know, the world is your oyster. Do what you want with it. That's what I want to tell. That's what I tell my kids.
Right. And again, not that that's wrong.
Yeah.
Not to say that that's wrong, because that is a privilege that you have to be able to share with your kids.
Yeah. I think if I were black, I would still do the same thing.
Would you make them aware?
Well, I'd probably. I think you're doing the right thing, having that conversation in this world, I guess. But I wouldn't do it. I would be careful doing it, because I want nothing to be in, no wall in the way of my kid or yours.
Right.
To succeed in life. And I'd hate to think that, you know, this bit of information without, you know, context that they're, hey, there's people like James in your life, Cadence, you know, you know, most white people are fine. You know, most company, you know, businesses are fine. Mm-hmm. It's just the few idiots, you know, that we've been trying to get rid of for a long time.
Right. You don't want to plant a seed that could grow into something bad, which
where this is why I failed. Yeah, I wouldn't want them. I want them to succeed so much that to put ladders. If you make them aware of an obstacle, also make them aware of, hey, here's a ladder to beat the hell out of that obstacle.
Absolutely.
Here's another obstacle. Well, hey, your daddy's gonna make another ladder, and we're gonna go over that obstacle.
Well, that's how the conversations go. And see, to what we were talking about before, a lot of people think when you talk about race, you're just talking about you're the victim, this, that, and the other. Yes, I'm letting you know that. These are the obstacles that we can overcome, but you need to know them in order to overcome them. And let me give you some tools.
Yeah.
Which would be comply in that particular situation. Here's the tool. Right?
Comply.
Right. So, yes, we have the conversations. Absolutely.
And then get a lawyer. I would say comply if it's a negative situation.
Absolutely.
Encounter. Get a freaking lawyer.
Yeah, these are all of the tools that we are giving the kids when we're having these conversations that, okay, look, you can still succeed. I know you might have heard this. Black person has to work twice as hard.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Okay.
In different scenarios. But
right. Okay. So that means a lot. But using it in this particular situation is you can still do all the things that they're doing. That's out there to be done, to achieve and have. But you have to go around these obstacles, which means you have to work twice as hard. I came home safe. They pulled me over, but I had to comply twice as much as James would have to. I had to maybe endure being embarrassed in a way that James wouldn't have been embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I still came home. I still achieved the goal. Yes, we can achieve. Anyone can. You have obstacles you have to overcome in life. Right? But in order to overcome those obstacles, you need to know that they're there.
Yeah.
You're going to trip over stuff forever if you, oh shit, I tripped over it. You know, damn, I wish daddy would have told me about that one. Oh, I tripped over another one. Well, that's where I come in at. Yeah. I tripped over some things. I don't want my kids to trip over these things.
Yeah. Well, that's common sense. That's a good thing for you to do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And I would, I'd do the same thing for mine. You have more to do. You know, going back to working twice as hard,
right?
You have more things, or different things,
but definitely
unique and, you know, powerful things to overcome. How do you overcome them? How would you overcome? I mean, you just keep telling, you keep building a ladder over every obstacle for your kid. You know, you keep trying to fight for your kid.
And as the goalposts continue to get moved, mind you, there because now
I agree with that.
The goalpost gets moved. The more that we overcame this situation, or we're oh wait, now I need to have another degree? You sure? Because I'm just saying, Jimmy didn't, I think me and Jimmy graduated together, but he works here, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to kind of bring you in to kind of get a feel for, you know, especially the topic that we're discussing now, just speaking to you, because what that does, and your dad done this for you, mm-hmm. my father did this for me, is it prepares you having those conversations, finding a way to break through. I know having girls, we can't have the same conversation we do with, you know, that I have with my sons, or that your dad had with you with your daughter, mm-hmm. but it's still our job, you know.
Yeah.
To make them aware to where it's not like they're blindsided by something that we both knew.
Yeah. That makes you a bad dad if you don't prepare your children.
I think so.
Sure. So
to sit back and be like, man, you're failing over there, and I know what you're doing wrong, but I won't tell you. That's the hell. You know?
Yeah. You bite your tongue with people you don't love, not your kids. You can't bite your tongue.
Exactly. You have to have those awkward conversations. You think I want to sit down and talk to my kids about, okay, baby, you're a black girl, and, you know, Tori can speak to this more because she's a nurse, but hey, in the hospitals and in pregnant women, black women sometimes are not treated the same because they feel like the threshold of pain is higher. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell my daughter that. But it's a reality. I need to. It's awkward. It's hard. It's difficult. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. So, man, we can go on and on, but we're going to wrap up this particular segment with just saying, man, have those conversations for the listeners out there. I mean, if you have a friend of color, a friend that is white, or insert whatever, you know, that race may be, have those conversations, man, because if we don't start having those conversations, I mean, we're not going to have any progress, even in our four walls and in our circles and our bubbles.
Yeah, I agree. And even though we're having this conversation and we're reasonable people,
mm-hmm.
they need to be, these conversations probably should be had with the people who aren't as familiar with each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. But, and then the thing about that, and I think someone touched on this before, how do you even start those conversations? You know, we all know someone through an outer, you know, the outer sphere of a circle who's like, I mean, he's really not a friend of mine, but he's a friend of a friend. And he's kind of on the edge of being a dude I wouldn't really be comfortable around because he's, I don't want to say borderline racist, but he says some things. It's like, dude, that's kind of, how do you have that conversation with that guy?
How do you make the determination that, hey, this guy's just funny and having a good time, or no, he's
exactly.
a bigot.
Exactly.
I need to be careful. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, again, food for thought for those listeners out there. Well, again, we're going to wrap up this particular segment. Hey, stay tuned. We will have more conversations with James about Two Americas. Until then.